We're entering now another year of low milk prices, year and a half, really, of low milk prices, and it's been difficult for farmers. Things did turn around at the end of the summer. We saw quite an uptick in cheese prices, but now there's been some backsliding on that, and I think right now our forecasts are for better than what we saw 6 to 12 months ago, but probably not as high as it was a month or two ago.
He says the current cheese supply in the U.S. is part of the challenge.
I think the challenge is just that we've got a lot of cheese and butter in inventory. In the U.S., there's still milk production coming on around the world, and until those trends reverse themselves, it's going to be a real big headwind in terms of us seeing higher prices.
Now, USDA issued $11.2 million in payments in August through the Dairy Margin Protection Program, in addition to the surplus purchase offers. Both USDA and the National Milk Producers Federation say the pending Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, is the best opportunity to increase dairy market growth and prices.
We'd like to have the TPP passed because, on the margins, it will help benefit U.S. dairy farmers. It's not a slam dunk, but it does represent some new net opportunities to export. And it also has some language in there on geographic indicators, common food names that will help the U.S. dairy industry in the future, also on some food safety standards. So there's a package of things in TPP that will be beneficial.